Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody tuning in. It is Memorial Day weekend, and so a couple of times during the program today, we're going to do a couple of flashbacks to 1984 and 1986. Because I think two of the greatest speeches ever delivered on Memorial Day weekend were delivered by Ronald Reagan. And both were at Arlington National Cemetery. The first one back in 1984, that was at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And the one in 1986 was just delivered at Lee House, which is the big mansion that you see if you've ever been to Arlington. You see this big mansion on top of the hill, and that's Robert E. Lee's old home that they've now converted into, well, it's just now part of Arlington National Cemetery. And I want to go through those speeches because I know that the Memorial Day weekend for probably the majority of people is the start of, it's the summer vacation time, yay, let's go, let's get in the car, let's jump on the planes, let's go to TSA and get a proctology examination and fly to see grandma, let's do all these things. Yeah, okay, I get that. I'm here, and as long as I have a microphone, or anybody that will listen to me, I want to remind everyone, as I have several of my friends, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I'm going to be at our undisclosed location in New Mexico, but you know what? I'm still doing the weekend program, and I'm also going to take some time out because there is close to where, not far from where the undisclosed location is, in northern New Mexico, there is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, a Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It was privately funded. It's a great place that overlooks the Moreno Valley in New Mexico. And it's just a great, it's a great place where you can actually search through and actually see stories about some of the Vietnam veterans and some of the people who died in Vietnam. And so we'll probably stop by there sometime on our way to dinner and just pay our respects. And so I'm going to do that on this program also because I just want everyone to remember what this weekend is about. But between then and now, we're going to talk about some really stupid stuff, some funny stuff, some irritating stuff, and some funny stuff, too. But I want to go somewhere that I don't normally go on the weekend. I want to talk about business for a minute as opposed to culture or politics. Although this really, you could probably intertwine both politics and business into this story. But I don't know if you have ever or frequently went to Red Lobster. Oh, the Red Lobster. I've been to Red Lobster. I couldn't tell you the last time I went, and maybe that's why they're going bankrupt. But I have found it funny to hear from so many people talking about Red Lobster, talking about that they went bankrupt because they had all-you-could-eat specials. And I'm thinking, seriously, how many people go to and maybe I'm wrong. And maybe it's you. But maybe a lot of people do go to restaurants or buffets. God, I hate buffets. But go to buffets, you know, and it's all you can eat. And you just cram it in. And you always end up wasting food. But Red Lobster did not go bankrupt because a bunch of pigs who like, you know, endless shrimp. They had an endless shrimp deal. for $19.99, and you could go to Red Lobster, and for $19.99, you could eat all the shrimp you wanted to. I don't think I ever did that. Of course, I could probably count on maybe two hands in my entire lifetime the number of times I've been to Red Lobster. This was a loss leader promotion, and it made for a lot of really, I think, kind of funny headlines. But if you step back and you read the Wall Street Journal or some of the other business journals about the history of Red Lobster, the endless shrimp for $19.99 was a minor ingredient in a long simmering stew and I didn't realize this, it was the world's largest seafood chain. Now, having spent, almost 6 years on the East Coast in D.C., I always thought maybe Legal Seafoods, which is really good, and I really do like Legal Seafoods, I thought maybe it was one of the world's largest seafood chains. But then, maybe it's just an East Coast thing. But the number one reason that any company, and I do mean any company, files for bankruptcy is because they have too much debt and they have too many financial obligations, and they don't have enough money coming in. There's not enough revenue to cover the obligations. And so at some point you recognize, hey, wait a minute, time out, we need to restructure this deal. Airlines do it all the time. How many times has United, American, Delta, I guess Southwest probably hasn't, but any number of airlines file for Chapter 11, it seems like almost on a regular basis. Well, too much debt, too many financial obligations is exactly the, no pun intended, recipe that Red Lobster's greedy owners and reckless managers used to, I made a note here, don't a pun, that they used to boil the company alive. Yeah, they boiled the company alive. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last Sunday. But it's not a story about endless shrimp. It's not a story about people that are going to Red Lobster and were spending $19.99 and eating all the shrimp, and those costs were exceeding the revenue they were getting in. A little history. This restaurant chain first opened in Lakeland, Florida back in 1968. And it really was the pioneer in the casual restaurant revolution. And then, in 1970, General Mills bought the company, but then they spun it off in 1995 as part of Darden Restaurants. Darden owns the Olive Garden, the Longhorn Steakhouse, Capital Grill, and I think a few others. But when Darden Restaurants bought Red Lobster and all these other places, they ran up boatloads of debt, trying to expand all of the eateries that they had all over the country. And then when they had all of this debt, trying to alleviate the debt, the investors pressured Darden to sell Red Lobster in 2014 to a private equity firm that was based in San Francisco, Golden Gate Capital. And Darden Restaurant sold Red Lobster for $2.1 billion. So then, much like private equity firms do, they did what private equity firms do best. They load up the debt. For example, the company I work for, iHeartMedia, was acquired, I don't know, it seems like maybe almost two decades ago. I forget. Time flies by when you're having fun. But we were acquired by a private equity firm, and they loaded up the company with debt. And then eventually, over time, it became almost impossible to service the debt, so iHeart went into Chapter 11 just like airlines do, and now just like Red Lobster's done. But that's not the focus. What I want to focus on for a moment is Golden Gate Capital and their purchasing of Red Lobster for $2.1 billion. Because it loaded up the chain, Red Lobster, with a ton of debt, and then they did this. Because these wizards of smart that run these private equity companies, Blackstone and the rest of them, think they're too smart by half. So they sold all of the real estate. Now think about a restaurant. You have a restaurant has a location and a building, parking lots. That's real estate. So Golden Gate Capital sold the real estate to a company called American Realty Capital Properties. Oh, then guess what they did next? Then they leased back their locations and then started sticking the chain with high rents. Companies do this all the time. Today, Thai Union Group, which now owns it, is so underwater on its Red Lobster investment that it probably is digging up crustaceans at the bottom of the ocean. It's all part of a watery grave, which reminds me of a Dave Chappelle bit, but I'm not going to play the Dave Chappelle bit because, well, it's because it's Dave Chappelle. And there's too many bleeps in it. Last year, Red Lobster lost $76 million. It has now closed 99 stores, including a store that is probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles from my home in Colorado. They've auctioned off the fryers, the grills, the ovens. But they're hoping that they can, through the bankruptcy process, that they can keep 578 restaurants open. Thai Union CEO, Chen Siri is his last name, explained a few months ago that the combination of the COVID-19 pandemic, sustained industry headwinds, higher interest rates, and rising material labor costs have all impacted Red Lobster. No feces, Sherlock, really? So then what happened next? It's pretty interesting. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to text the word MicroMichael to this number, 33103. You can ask me anything or tell me anything. What happened next?
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia
by
Sheriff.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micropunch. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your limits at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. It is Memorial Day weekend 2024. We're going to hear about Memorial Day during the program today, too. Don't forget, you can follow me on X or Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find all of those by simply going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And then when you get to that, if you want to find one of our 300-plus affiliates around the country at michaelsaysgohere.com, pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all of the affiliates, when they air the program and when they re-air the program, so you can listen to me all the time. And don't forget, too, on your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all of me. Think about that. Back to Red Lobster. Yeah, I'm a true capitalist. I don't have a problem with Red Lobster filing bankruptcy. Not at all. As I said, iHeartMedia filed bankruptcy. Airlines filed bankruptcy. Companies file bankruptcy all the time because they get into too much debt, or for whatever reason the business model's not working, and they want to take a second stab, and try to make a go of it again. And that's what Red Lobster's doing. But that's not what I find funny. What I find funny about it is how stupid that I think many people are perceived by these capital equity firms that, oh, these are, Americans are just stupid. We'll just tell them, let's tell them this. Bankruptcy, first let me just preface it with this. Bankruptcy is not a blunder. In fact, bankruptcy actually is capitalism. Never mind all the people that get stiffed, because a business, a corporation, if it enters into too much debt, yes, if it wants to continue on in business, then it has to restructure that debt. iHeartMedia and Premier Radio Networks, which is owned by iHeartMedia, is a great example of that. Still in business, still employed, still moving along, restructure the debt. But that's not what bugs me. Here's how Red Lobster explained its bankruptcy filing in a Facebook post. We're here to celebrate every moment, big or small, with our valued guests. Oh, really? What moments are you sharing with me right now? The fact that you sold out and you sold out and you sold out, and then a private equity firm decided to buy you up, went into too much debt, sold off the real estate, and then leased back the real estate at exorbitant real estate prices that they simply couldn't, you could not service the debt at the prices they were charging. And now you want to feed us this bullcrap? Here's what they wrote. Dear guests, you may be aware that Red Lobster filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. We'd like to take a moment to explain what this means for our company and for you, our valued guests. Well, for one thing, what it means is, if you're a Red Lobster fan, which I'm not really, if you're a Red Lobster fan, you're gone. So if I wanted the endless shrimp promo, I ain't gonna get it. If I wanted to go pick out that lobster in the tank and I wanted that one to get boiled, I can't do that. If I wanted, some flash frozen seafood, well, I can't get that either. They write on Facebook, for more than five decades, Red Lobster has been a part of your family's life. Really? I never really thought of Red Lobster as being a part of my family's life, but then maybe, what do I know? We've been there for your celebrations, big and small. We may be the place that you first discovered your love of seafood. Let me just insert a parenthetical here. If Red Lobster is where you first discovered your love of seafood, then you've never really had real seafood, but I digress. Or it may be, they write, or where you met the love of your life on a first date. I don't know. Hey, baby, you want to go on a hot date? Yeah, where do you want to go? Let me take you to Red Lobster. Yeah, they got an all-you-can-eat special. Birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, and yes, weddings. We've been here for them all. And Red Lobster is determined to be there for these moments for generations to come. And that's why we filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Bankruptcy is a word that is often misunderstood, they write. Filing for bankruptcy does not mean we are going out of business. In fact, it means just the opposite. It is a legal process that allows us to make changes to our business and our cost structure so that Red Lobster can continue as a stronger company going forward. As many of you know, we recently made the tough decision to close a number of our restaurants. The truth is, some of the world's most loved brands like Delta and Hertz have used this same process to protect their futures, and their customers stood with them and rooted them on. And because of that, they emerged stronger. Together, we have a lot worth rooting for. We made delicious, high-quality seafood accessible for generations. Many of you tried lobster for the first time at our restaurant. We've brought you Lobster Fest and Crab Fest over the years, and of course, no meal is complete without our Cheddar Bay biscuits. We are here and ready to continue making memories with you. Join us, dine with us, root for us. Together, we can write a new chapter. Now, they're going to use the bankruptcy to ditch their debt. They're going to wiggle out of those pricey leases I told you about. And it will likely emerge as a smaller chain, owned by its lenders, and in dire need of rehabilitation. Root for us, they said. We can write a new chapter. Well, right now, it's Chapter 11, what they're really writing. But the thing that I found funny the most was, and this was on, you know, that crazy social media site Nextdoor. Man, it's just gossipy. It's crazy. If you really want something to laugh at, go into Nextdoor sometime. But when the Red Lobster in Colorado, well, not the, but the one that's closest to me, when it shut down, it made all people on Nextdoor were upset. And they started talking about how there was, and somebody posted a picture of it, that we're just shut temporarily. And we will be here for you. We love you. Wait a minute. They didn't give their employees any notice. The employees showed up for work to find the doors were locked. And then they started selling off all of the equipment inside the building. Now, I can't speak for all. They claim they will keep some 500 other Red Lobsters open around the country. But for the one that was in Colorado, employees lost their jobs. They lied to them about, hey, we're going to be coming back, when it was clearly obvious that materials, equipment, cookware, all of the furnishings inside, everything was being hauled off. I mean, the building was just being stripped down to the bare bones. Wow. Just don't lie to us. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Don't forget, you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on that iHeartRadio app. Just search for 630 KHOW in Denver. Listen on the weekends on Freedom 93.7. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Turtle Bay's Gloaming Wild Lantern Festival is now extended through June 2nd due to popular demand at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lanterns. Plus music, food and drinks, fun interactive activities, live performances on select nights, and much more. Glowing Wild Lantern Festival, open now through June 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. When our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win. Yeah.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. It is Memorial Day weekend, and we will hear today for a couple of times, maybe this hour, and certainly in the last hour, we'll hear from Ronald Reagan, who gave, I think, two of the best Memorial Day speeches of any president, at least in my lifetime. Now, remember, you can text any question or comment to this number. In your message app, the number is 33103, and just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. You can TMA or AMA, tell me anything, ask me anything. And I'd appreciate a follow on Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram. You can find all of those social media icons at michaelsaysgohere.com. On Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA. On Facebook and Instagram, those are both at Michael D. Brown. So get busy and go do that right now. So Matt Taibbi, Lee Fang, Barry Weiss, who am I leaving out? Michael Schellenberger. There have been several people who, a couple of years ago, after Elon Musk bought Twitter, now X, released all of the files to these journalists to dig through and find out how much collusion. Oh, remember, we haven't talked about collusion since the Russian collusion hoax against Donald Trump died. About all the collusion between the government and the social media platforms, in this case in particular, Twitter or X, and how during the pandemic, and quite frankly, even after the pandemic, they were colluding to control the social media platforms by telling them, suggesting to them, cajoling them, whatever verb you want to use, into suppressing speech. Oh, Michael Brown posted this on Twitter. It's misinformation. You know, you ought to think about taking that down. Well, when somebody from the White House or the Department of Justice calls and says, hey, we think you ought to take that down, well, generally, these tech giants, which are part of the cabal, remember the cabal is combined, is a combination of the ruling elite, the dominant media, and the tech giants. So when the ruling elite, and what's more ruling elite than somebody calling you from the West Wing, or somebody calling you from the Department of Justice, and as a co-member of the cabal telling you, hey, we think this is misinformation. Well, of course you're going to capitulate. And not only, I shouldn't even say capitulate. Of course, because capitulate implies that you're going to kind of give in. Well, I don't think that the social media companies gave in. I think they were fully cooperative. Oh, you want to take us that? You want us to take that down? Here, let us do it for you. We're more than happy to oblige. You know, the CIA, of which, full disclosure, I mean, I want full disclosure here. I had clearances with the CIA, along with a bunch of other agencies. But the CIA is probably the most famous of the government agencies that comprise the intelligence community. You've heard me or others talk about the IC, the intelligence community. There are 18 government agencies that make up the intelligence community. But unlike Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI, federal law strictly prohibits CIA employees or their contractors from spying on or running any sort of clandestine operations against American citizens on American soil. Now, if I go to London, or I go to Moscow, or I go anywhere, and the CIA, quite frankly, I might be the exception. They're probably going to know that I'm going to London, and they probably all know what I'm doing anyway. But if you were to go to London, you were to go to Rome, you were to go to Paris, the CIA, if they wanted to spy on you for any reason or no reason, they could do that because you're not on American soil, and federal law doesn't prohibit them from spying on Americans overseas. But there's a new investigation out about all these Twitter files that reveals that a member of the Board of Trustees of the CIA's mission-driven venture capital firm, much like DOD, they have these standalone companies that are created by the agencies or created by the Department of Defense to do research and development, R&D, to come up with, and look, again, full disclosure, I think some of the things that DARPA has done, the Defense Research Agency, some of the things they've come up with are wonderful. And in fact, we use them today. GPS, I think, is a DARPA invention. But apparently, their venture capital firm, an ostensibly former intelligence community and CIA analysts, were involved in an effort back in 2021 and 2022 to take over Twitter's content management system. It involved doing about three things. A longtime contractor and a senior Department of Defense R&D official, a research and development official, who had spent years developing technologies to detect whistleblowers. You know, I would say, you know, they would look at, you know, whistleblowers, let me put a parenthetical here. Whistleblowers, while you and I see a whistleblower as someone doing something great, government agencies see whistleblowers as insider threats. They see them as a threat to their way of life, to their way of doing business. So a whistleblower is a threat. So they were actually developing technologies to detect whistleblowers. That was the first thing they were doing. The second thing they were doing, remember that aborted disinformation governance board that was in the Department of Homeland Security? It was headed by a woman by the name of Nina Jankowicz. That they were aiding U.S. military and NATO hybrid war operations in Europe. The proposed head of that aborted disinformation board was actually aiding U.S. military and NATO hybrid war operations in Europe, something that DHS has no business doing whatsoever. And then Jim Baker, a name that probably means nothing to you, not Jim Baker, the old televangelist, but Jim Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI, he actually helped start the Russiagate hoax and then went on to become Twitter's deputy general counsel. And he urged Twitter executives to censor the New York Post story about Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's laptop. This is all information that when Elon Musk released all this information to Matt Taibbi and the others, that they dug up as they started digging through all the files. So here we have these existing or former intelligence community employees, contractors, and intermediaries. They weren't satisfied with controlling Twitter. They wanted to use PayPal, Amazon Web Services, GoDaddy. They wanted to use all of these companies in an effort to deplatform, to demonetize, to excommunicate, to cancel, whatever verb you want to use, from the internet, those individuals that the intelligence community deemed to be a threat to them. This is our government deeming that many of us who happen to believe in, oh, I don't know, say the Constitution, they deem us a threat. There's not a lot, I mean, there is a lot that I don't know about these efforts, because most of these, well, all of these efforts occurred clearly long after I had, you know, I was gone from the federal government. So I don't know if officials within the CIA or any of the other intelligence organizations actually ran the operation. It is possible that the only individuals involved in the effort were the ones that were discovered by these journalists. And none of the individuals ever responded to any of their requests for information except for one. But now there are thousands of pages of Twitter files and documents that paint a clear picture of an organized operation by existing or former intelligence community employees and contractors using their own spy tradecraft to take control of Twitter's content moderation. And so the investigation done by Matt Taibbi and all these others comes right at a moment when governments and intelligence agencies all across, I mean everywhere, are beginning to step up their efforts to monitor and censor their own citizens. It is, for my weekday audience, I've described it as, if you remember the old Sherwin-Williams commercials about "We Cover the World," And the TV commercials would show this globe, and there was a can of paint, and it was just pouring out, and it was just covering the earth. Well, I think that there are governments and intelligence organizations and agencies all over the world that are really beginning to step up their efforts to monitor and to censor their own citizens. Now, you may think, well, I don't care about that happening in France. Well, I certainly expect it to happen in China because it's been happening in China since Mao. But are you willing to accept it in this country? These revelations by these journalists have huge implications for lawmakers and, quite frankly, for you and I as citizens. Because at least in this country, and I think around the world, we see our model of free speech and citizen control of the military, for example. Those are all the basic tenets of living in a representative government, a Republican small r form of government that has allowed us to become the greatest nation in the entire history of mankind. And there is this undercurrent of the government is beginning to just in this tyrannical form beginning to really try to censor and control everyday Americans. You're probably on Facebook. You may be on Twitter or X. You may have an Instagram account. Hell's bells, for all I know, maybe Nextdoor. Any of those. So, where are we? And how are they doing it? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. Remember, on your podcast app, whatever you use to download podcasts, you subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown, and that gets you the download for the weekday program and the weekend program. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned. GovX members get access to exclusive discounts from thousands of trusted brands that honor your service. Brands like Oakley, Vortex Optics, Yeti, Under Armour, and many more. You'll also save big on sports tickets, entertainment, and travel. GovX.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need, on or off duty. GovX donates a portion of every order to nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. More than 8 million people are already saving every day through GovX. Visit GovX.com and use code RADIO15 in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about the Twitter files, but as I told you, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I absolutely want to remind everyone about what Memorial Day is about. So at the end of this hour, right now, I want you to go back to May 28, 1984, Arlington National Cemetery, Ronald Reagan speaking at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I just want you to listen closely. I don't normally do this, but I want you to hear his remarks as delivered.
Memorial. And then there was this newspaper account that appeared after the ceremonies. I'd like to read it to you. Yesterday, crowds returned to the memorial. Among them was Herbie Pettit, a machinist and former Marine from New Orleans. Last night, he said, standing near the wall, I went out to dinner with some other ex-Marines. There was also a group of college students in the restaurant. We started talking to each other. And before we left, they stood up and cheered us. The whole week, Pettit said, his eyes red, it was worth it, just for that. It has been worth it. We Americans have learned to listen to each other and to trust each other again. We've learned that government owes the people an explanation and needs their support for its actions at home and abroad. And we have learned, and I pray this time for good, the most valuable lesson of all, the preciousness of human freedom. It has been a lesson relearned not just by Americans, but by all the people of the world. Yet while the experience of Vietnam has given us a stark lesson that ultimately must move the conscience of the world, we must remember that we cannot today, as much as some might want to, close this chapter in our history. For the war in Southeast Asia still haunts a small but brave group of Americans, the families of those still missing in the Vietnam conflict. They live day and night with uncertainty, with an emptiness, with a void that we cannot fathom. Today, some sit among you. Their feelings are a mixture of pride and fear. They're proud of their sons or husbands, fathers or brothers, who bravely and nobly answer the call of their country. But some of them fear that this ceremony writes a final chapter, leaving those they love forgotten. Well, today, then, one way to honor those who served or may still be serving in Vietnam is to gather here and rededicate ourselves to securing the answers for the families of those missing in action. I ask the members of Congress, the leaders of veterans groups, and the citizens of an entire nation, present or listening, to give these families your help and your support, for they still sacrifice and suffer. Vietnam is not over for them. They cannot rest until they know the fate of those they loved and watched march off to serve their country. Our dedication to their cause must be strengthened with these events today. We write no last chapters. We close no books. We put away no final memories. An end to America's involvement in Vietnam cannot come before we have achieved the fullest possible accounting of those missing in action. This can only happen when their families know with certainty that this nation discharged her duty to those who served nobly and well. Today, a united people call upon Hanoi with one voice: heal the sorest wound of this conflict. Return our sons to America. End the grief of those who are innocent and undeserving of any retribution. The unknown soldier who is returned to us today and whom we lay to rest is symbolic of all our missing sons. And we will present him with the Congressional Medal of Honor, the highest military decoration that we can bestow. About him, we may well wonder, as others have. As a child, did he play on some street in a great American city? Or did he work beside his father on a farm out in America's heartland? Did he marry? Did he have children? Did he look expectantly to return to a bride? We'll never know the answers to these questions about his life. We do know, though, why he died. He saw the horrors of war, but bravely faced them. Certain his own cause and his country's cause was a noble one, that he was fighting for human dignity, for free men everywhere. Today, we pause to embrace him and all who served us so well in a war whose end offered no parades, no flags, and so little thanks. We can be worthy of the values and ideals for which our sons sacrificed, worthy of their courage in the face of a fear that few of us will ever experience, by honoring their commitment and devotion to duty and country. Many veterans of Vietnam still serve in the armed forces, work in our offices, on our farms, and in our factories. Most have kept their experiences private, but most have been strengthened by their call to duty. A grateful nation opens her heart today in gratitude for their sacrifice, for their courage, and for their noble service. Let us, if we must, debate the lessons learned at some other time. Today, we simply say with pride, thank you, dear son. May God cradle you in his loving arms.
And we should say that to all those who sacrificed. Thank you. Thank you. Memorial Day.
When it comes to protecting those that matter most, you need a home security system you can trust. Thanks to SimpliSafe, you can finally rest easy at night. With advanced security technology and a customer-first approach, SimpliSafe is our highest recommended security system. SimpliSafe is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, guarding your home with sensors and cameras to protect your family from outside threats. With 24/7 LiveGuard, agents act within 5 seconds of receiving an alarm and take immediate actions to protect you. They can see and speak to intruders inside your home, stopping them in their tracks. SimpliSafe doesn't require a long-term contract. They earn your business every day by keeping you safe. SimpliSafe has given so many listeners peace of mind. You should have it too. Right now, you can get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect Monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. That's simplisafe.com/radio. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best deal.
Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Donald Trump's New York trial has been a sham, one based on what he calls a total denial of due process.
They've got this concocted theory where they take some misdemeanor bookkeeping entries and bump them up to a felony because those supposed misdemeanor crimes are designed to cover up another offense. What's the other offense?
Cotton says even after the prosecution rested its case, it had yet to name the underlying offense. An American couple doing missionary work in Haiti has been killed in an ambush. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Haitian authorities say three people were killed in a gang attack in the capital city, including a young married couple from Oklahoma. A police official says the young couple, identified on Facebook by relatives as Davy and Natalie Lloyd, were ambushed along with a third person as they left a church in Port-au-Prince after a youth activity.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he spoke with many Israeli leaders off the record during a recent trip to Israel and found that for many, President Biden's vacillating support has been a very hard pill to swallow.
To hear the Americans tell the Israelis that we're going to withhold arms and then trying to force them into a ceasefire with a group that's as bad as ISIS, it's just heartbreaking. There's a palpable sense that they know they need to stay close to America, and I encourage them to stay close to America. But they long for the old days. They long for the Trump administration.
Businesses increasingly have chosen to stay open on Memorial Day, leading to what is now one of the biggest retail sales and travel weekends of the year. Government offices, post offices, and schools will all be closed on Monday, along with the stock market, banks, and a handful of businesses. But the vast majority of retailers will be open for business. More from townhall.com.
Biden started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The U.S. is seeking to tap more money for Ukraine from frozen Russian assets, as finance ministers from the Group of Seven rich democracies open a two-day meeting in northern Italy.
Some $300 million of Russian assets were frozen in the aftermath of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in early 2022. The United States has been pushing for those assets to be leveraged to provide resources to help Ukraine bolster its fight back. The European Union has been resistant due to the unpredictable legal ramifications of what that might mean.
That is the BBC's David Waddell reporting. Another key topic pushed forward by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be building a unified front against China's subsidies for solar panels and electric cars, said to be giving their companies a major advantage. The meeting aims to build consensus for final decisions at a summit of G7 leaders in June. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Work is underway to restore a legendary French cathedral.
The cross at the apse of Notre-Dame de Paris, which survived the devastating 2019 fire, has been reinstalled atop the cathedral's framework after a meticulous restoration by artistic ironworkers from Normandy. The imposing cross, spanning 12 meters and weighing 1.5 tons, is the only element of the choir roof that resisted the flames. Approximately 250 companies and hundreds of craftsmen, architects, and professionals have contributed to the ongoing restoration project aiming for the cathedral's reopening on December 8, 2024. Keith Peters reporting.
The estate of a young dancer who died after eating a mislabeled cookie that contained peanuts has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Orla Ruth Baxendale died in January after eating a cookie sold by the grocery retailer Stu Leonard's. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. It is Memorial Day weekend, 2024. We just in the last hour listened to Ronald Reagan speak about the dedication of the unknown soldier from Vietnam at Arlington National Cemetery back in 1982. And in the next hour, we'll listen to Ronald Reagan deliver the Memorial Day speech in May of 1986. Because I do want to just remind everybody as, you know, you start to grill the burgers and the brats and the hot dogs and you're traveling and everything else, and it's the summer vacation time. You know, we live in a country that way too often, and I think this has been building for some time now, that we take so much for granted because for so long we've had it so well. And I would probably to some degree excoriate conservatives and libertarians for not paying attention to what the progressive left was doing in academia, in our culture, Hollywood, wherever it might be, as they began to kind of indoctrinate those aspects of our society with their progressive Marxist culture. So this great country where everybody is able, you know, I forget what AAA says, the number of people traveling this weekend, but just think about the ability to get in a car, to board a train, to board an airplane, to get on a bus, to go as far or as near as you want to. No internal passports. Nobody questions where you're going. Nobody says you can go here or you can't go there. We will have a plethora of choices and an abundance of choices of places to go, things to do, things to eat, concerts, movies, outdoor activities, whatever it is, just this abundance of freedom. And then we do all of those things in such a way that, you know, I know that inflation is hitting everybody really hard right now, and I know that many people are very insecure about their employment, and I know that the economy is really a trial and a tribulation for many people to deal with right now. But even with all those trials and tribulations of economic problems, we still live in a society where you can express yourself, you can purchase what you can afford, what you choose, you can go where you want to, you can do anything. You can quit your one job for another job. You can choose to live here, you can choose to live there. You can, you know, if you, we're going to talk about EVs in a minute. If you want to drive an EV, go ahead, drive an EV. If you want to drive a big honking gas guzzler, you can do that. You want to live in a large home, small home, you can. I mean, it's just choice after choice after choice. And all of that's brought to us by a constitution, by a free market, by a idea of limited government intrusion in our lives. Now, don't spew your coffee out when I say that. That's still a basic tenet of American society. Even though you and I may look at it and say, holy crap, Batman, you have really kind of eviscerated that concept, because now you look at government and everywhere you turn, they're somehow involved in your life and they're limiting your choices and they're now trying to do all of those things. Well, that is a result of decades. Starting in late 60s, let's just say the 60s. Starting in the 60s, all the way through 2024, of progressive Democrat policies, socialism, Marxism, communism, all of this began just infiltrating every aspect of our society. And we've kind of reached a boiling point. And that boiling point is, and those of us who understand that it's boiling are jumping out of the water. And we're jumping out of the water and we're saying, stop. Enough's enough. And I think part of that is seen in the resurgence of Donald Trump. Donald Trump goes to the Bronx. Now, we can question, you know, can he carry the Bronx? Can he carry that congressional district when it comes election time in November? I don't know. But he's there. And whether the crowd was 2,500 or 25,000 or 250,000, it doesn't make any difference to me. He's campaigning in a place where Republicans, other than Lee Zeldin, who ran for governor of New York, where Republicans have feared to go. My old boss, George W. Bush, didn't go campaign in the Bronx. Mitt Romney never campaigned in the Bronx. John McCain didn't campaign in the Bronx because they knew it was written off. But Donald Trump goes to the Bronx, and he addresses them where they are. Donald Trump took aim in that appearance at the radical left pro-crime policies that have reduced his hometown of New York City to a shell of its former self. And the rally was diverse. It was well attended. And I don't care, honestly, whether people were, you know, there was a small counter protest. I saw some video somewhere of the counter protest. Yeah, there are a couple of dozen people counter protesting. And they were making themselves comfortable in the shade trees wherever this event was taking place. You know, Trump said throughout my life, quote, I've seen New York through good times and bad. And he has. He talked about boom times, market crashes, terrorist attacks. He talked about everything. But he says this, but I've never seen it quite like this. And what I'm about to read to you, a quote from his speech in the Bronx, is as we hold these two things in our heads at the same, our brains at the same time, that it's Memorial Day weekend, it's the start of the summer vacation season, that we have all these choices, that it's the greatest nation on earth, that all of these wonderful things that you and I are able to go do. You know, some of you are commenting on the fact that, you know, I wasn't on air on Friday for my weekday program. I wasn't. I took the day off because as soon as I finished Thursday, boom, through the Leonbergers in the car, we drove to the undisclosed location in New Mexico. And I had the rest of Thursday, I had all day Friday, I had this morning, and then, boom, step into my little studio at the undisclosed location, and I'm coming back on there to speak to you. And then, when I finish today, we're going to do a few things, maybe go up to the Vietnam Memorial, Who knows what we'll do today? But we'll just enjoy the Sangre de Cristo Mountains of northern New Mexico. And we'll be able to do that because of a free market, because of capitalism, because of your support of all my programming, because we live in a wonderful society. At the same time that you and I are able to go do those things, Donald Trump went to the Bronx and spoke to the people in the Bronx and addressed them where they were. And by that I mean acknowledging that where they're living and the way they're living right now pretty much sucks. Again, let's go back to what he said. Quote, but I've never seen it quite like this. We have, and let me just say before I finish the quote, wherever you live, unless you live in some rural community that is isolated from the all of the ills of modern urban life, which even in rural areas, you're not necessarily guaranteed that immunity. I want you to think about how what he says to the people in the Bronx may as well apply to the people on the south side of Chicago, in Atlanta, in Dallas or Fort Worth or Houston, Harris County, Texas, St. Louis, Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento, San Francisco, Denver, Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, you name it. Seattle, the urban areas of this nation are in decay. And Donald Trump addresses it right on. Quote, but I've never seen it quite like this. We have filthy encampments of drugged out homeless people. We have lunatics killing innocent bystanders by pushing them onto the railroad tracks for sport. Our subways are squalid and unsafe. The ceiling tiles are falling down, and they look worse than a third world country. The medians of our highways are crumbling. Our sidewalks are littered with garbage, bottles and trash, but worst of all, the discarded needles from people that so desperately are in need of help. And we have mobs of migrants fighting our police officers and giving America the middle finger. But, he continued, we are not going to let this continue. Together, we are going to make New York City great again. And simultaneously, we are going to make America great again. And, of course, that leads off with chants of USA, USA, and we love Trump. And then, pledging to support law enforcement and to be tough on crime, Trump urged all the rally attendees to remember that black, Hispanic, and Asian people need this protection and safety more than anyone else. You know, stances like that have seen the former president earn the support of thousands of predominantly Hispanic-owned bodegas, which have suffered as a result of criminal-friendly policies, cashless bail, all of which Trump heavily criticizes. The former president was already within 10 points of Joe Biden in New York, traditionally a Democratic stronghold. What's going to happen? Trump said,
throughout my life, I've seen New York through good times and bad, through boom.
And I'll tell you what he says next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. You can listen weekdays. Remember, if you like what you hear on the weekend, you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just search for and find 630 KHOW in Denver. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned. GovX members get access to exclusive discounts from thousands of trusted brands that honor your service. Brands like Oakley, Vortex Optics, Yeti, Under Armour, and many more. You'll also save big on sports tickets, entertainment, and travel. GovX.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need on or off duty. GovX donates a portion of every order to nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. More than 8 million people are already saving every day through GovX. Visit GovX.com and use code RADIO15 in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bardis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, on your podcast app, whatever app you use, subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. And then that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program. Now, and don't forget, too, you can text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Just start your comment or your question with the word Mike or the word Michael, either one. So Trump goes to the Bronx and says this.
Throughout my life, I've seen New York through good times and bad, through boom times and crime waves, through market crashes and terrorist attacks, but I've never seen it quite like this. We have filthy encampments of drugged out homeless people living in our places that we've spent so much time with children, where they used to play. We have lunatics killing innocent bystanders by pushing them onto the railroad tracks for sport. It's a sad thing. Don't worry. It gets positive. Don't worry. It gets so positive. Remember, we're going to win. We're all winners. We're going to win so big, we're going to make it bigger and better than ever before. Remember that. So don't worry. By the time the other 6,000 or 7,000 people get in, it'll be very positive. Our subways are squalid and unsafe. The ceiling tiles are falling down, and they look worse than a third world country. The medians of our highways are crumbling. Our sidewalks are littered with garbage, bottles, and trash. But worst of all, the discarded needles from people that so desperately are in need of help. And we have mobs of migrants fighting our police officers and giving America the middle finger. But we are not going to let this continue. We are not going to abandon our hope and our pride. This city has given us so much, and now it is time that we are going to give it back. Together, we are going to make New York City great again, and simultaneously, we are going to make America great again.
Now, I want you to stop and think about this for a moment. I want you to compare and contrast that speech in the Bronx, of all places. Yeah, things are pretty bad. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to turn this place around. We're going to make the Bronx great again. We're going to make New York great again. We're going to make America great again. And then he goes on in the speech to talk about his vision for the country. So while he has an audience in front of him that is suffering from all the economic doldrums we suffer from, suffering from crime, suffering from all of the homelessness, all of the illegal immigration that's just infecting all of New York City. He goes on to talk about, but it doesn't have to be this way. And that what we're going to do is we're going to go back to our policies of limited government, and we're going to close the borders, and we're going to actually, enforce the criminal laws. We're going to do all of these things that are going to allow all of us to live in freedom, to live in individual liberty, to pursue our dreams, to do all these things. A positive speech, an uplifting speech. And now you think about Joe Biden. Joe Biden goes to Morehouse College in Atlanta, one of the historically black colleges and universities, an HBCU. And he tells the graduates, now I want you to stop and think about this. He tells these black graduates that America hates them and that they cannot succeed and that racism will prevent them from doing all the things that they want to do. And if I were one of those black students sitting there, I would think to myself, wait a minute. I graduated from high school. I had good enough grades that I got into this college. And now I'm graduating with a degree, and I'm going to go out into the world and try to be a productive citizen, and you're telling me that America hates me, and you're telling me that I can't accomplish anything? That is the vision of Joe Biden versus the vision of Donald Trump. And I think if that becomes the focus of the election, of this doom and gloom, and everything is racist, and you can't do anything anymore, and so government's here to help you, versus, it's almost a, what Trump was doing in the Bronx was almost Kennedy-esque. And I don't mean Bobby Kennedy Jr. I mean John F. Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that America is still, we'll put a man on the moon. Leadership versus dire negativity. If that's the left, if that is the election, Trump wins.
When it comes to protecting those that matter most, you need a home security system you can trust. Thanks to SimpliSafe, you can finally rest easy at night. With advanced security technology and a customer-first approach, SimpliSafe is our highest recommended security system. SimpliSafe is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, guarding your home with sensors and cameras to protect your family from outside threats. With 24/7 LiveGuard, agents act within 5 seconds of receiving an alarm and take immediate actions to protect you. They can see and speak to intruders inside your home, stopping them in their tracks. SimpliSafe doesn't require a long-term contract. They earn your business every day by keeping you safe. SimpliSafe has given so many listeners peace of mind. You should have it too. Right now, you can get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. That's simplisafe.com/radio. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Twin River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries. For only $25 plus fees. Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling. Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in, and it is Memorial Day weekend 2024. And so we will, in the next hour, we'll hear Ronald Reagan deliver the Memorial Day speech at Arlington from 1986. It's an amazing speech that I want you to hear. Remember, if you're looking for one of the 300-plus affiliates we have around the country, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There's a tab that says How to Listen. You pull down that tab. There's an interactive map that shows all of the affiliates, when they air the program, when they re-air the program. You can find all of that right there. If you'd like to follow me on any of the social media platforms, Twitter is at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me on Twitter, or X, whatever they call it, at Michael Brown USA. And both Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. The Mises Institute is, well, before I tell you about it, let me just make sure you understand where I'm coming from. I often reference the Mises Institute on economic policies, economic issues, and I appreciate the organization. I respect the organization. But this past week, they did something really bizarre. Now, it is, the Mises Institute is named after a Jewish intellectual and a Jewish economist by the name of Ludwig von Mises. But, and he was a great intellect. Great, great economist. If you want to understand Austrian economics, you understand free markets, the Mises Institute is a great place to learn that. But the Institute has decided to draw this very bizarre line in sand. And I don't understand why. Under no circumstances is the Institute going to allow anybody that is associated with them to take a, how would I phrase this? It will not allow anyone to take a non-hostile position on Israel. So I guess maybe that's putting in the, let me put it in a more positive frame. If you support Israel and you advocate for Israel, then you can't be a part of the Institute. Now help me understand how that makes any sense for an institution that is founded and named after a Jewish intellectual and a Jewish economist. So of all the issues going on in the world right now, both economic, political, cultural, whatever issues you want to take about, condemning Israel is seemingly a necessary component. Why? Why? I'm not bumfuzzled because I think I know the source of this. We have, as I say, since the 1960s, we have allowed the progressive left and their brand of anti-Semitism to permeate almost all of our institutions. But again, of all the issues on the planet, condemning Israel is somehow a necessary component of being associated with an American economics think tank. Earlier in the week, I discovered that the Institute had dismissed Walter Block. That name may not mean anything to you. Walter Block is a renowned and accomplished scholar. He's probably considered one of the most influential thinkers in the history of Austrian economics. He's an 82-year-old fart that has spent his entire life advancing the principles that Mises scholars, and quite frankly, that Ludwig von Mises advocated, and that they all claim to stand for. A lot of the original founders and the current intellectuals within the Austrian school, such as the late Murray Rothbard, considered him both a longtime friend and a colleague. Earlier this week, after hearing Block discuss the news on a podcast, I started digging around to see if I could find any news stories about it. And yes, indeed, he was fired for the act of supporting Israel from a institute that is based on Austrian economics, founded and based upon Ludwig von Mises, a Jewish intellectual and a Jewish scholar. He was dismissed as a senior fellow without even a statement from the Mises Institute.
He's a professor of economics at Loyola University and senior fellow at the Mises Institute. He earned his PhD in economics at...
Sorry, I am no longer a senior fellow at the Mises Institute. I used to be, but I was kicked out because of my views on Israel.
When were you kicked out?
Maybe a week ago.
Seriously? Wow, interesting. Okay. Well, that's going to be another topic to discuss. Walter, if you don't want to answer my question, then don't. But what about people like Tom Woods and Robert Murphy? They're not exactly your friends, but they're at least half friends, and you have such long-term relationships with them. You've spoken with them on their podcasts, especially Tom Woods, many times before. Are they okay with you being demoted? And if you don't want to answer that, then don't, because you might not want to pull them into this thing.
I'm happy to answer. I have not discussed this with Bob Murphy. He's a longtime friend of mine. We haven't discussed it. I don't know that anyone else really knows that I've been demoted from my senior fellowship at the Mises Institute.
Sorry. I mean, who demoted you? A person had to be the one demoting you. There wasn't any I yet, I guess. So who's the person?
It was Tom DiLorenzo. And Tom DiLorenzo is the president of the Mises Institute, and he, I thought, was a friend of mine for 35 years. And he could have written a note saying, look, we hate to do this, but the donors don't like it. He could have said something, but he was very acerbic. All he wrote was Al Center's letter. All he said is, because of our differences on war, you're no longer a senior fellow. I mean, this is a guy...
Okay, so basically they're claiming that you're now a warmonger, that you love war. That's what he's really saying, right?
I can let you listen to the rest, but you get the gist. Since October 7th, when Hamas committed all of those atrocities in Israel, it's as if Mises, which is led by Thomas DiLorenzo, he's a neo-Confederate author, he's a former economics professor, they just flipped the switch. Now, Mises has published dozens of articles that are now kind of anti-Israel and kind of condemning Israel's action in Gaza. They used hysterical language to relentlessly target the world's lone Jewish state as somehow a uniquely evil force. This is mind-boggling to me that an institute that I have got so much respect for, that has taught me so much about economics, would decide that, Walter Block, because as a Jew, you actually support what Israel's trying to do to secure its sovereignty, to protect itself from further terrorist attacks, we're going to fire you. That would be almost like after 9/11, me saying that, you know, I happen to support, you know, going after bin Laden, and I hope we find and kill bin Laden. Oh, well, we got to fire you because we can't have anybody that supports, you know, the killing of bin Laden. Well, that was exactly what the government was going to go do. So here's Block. He's a non-interventionist, but he views the conflict between Israel and Hamas very differently, apparently, from the leadership at Mises. Block has taken to understanding that Israel's retaliatory actions against Hamas are both noble and a righteous act of self-defense. Is not what we did in hunting down... Now, set aside what you... Listen closely. This is nuanced. Set aside what you think about either the strategy or the lack thereof in the Afghan war. Or set aside for a moment the strategy or the lack thereof, or even the reason for going into Iraq. Do you not support, if bin Laden was the mastermind behind 9/11, do you not support the hunting down and capture or killing of Osama bin Laden? I mean, I think most Americans would agree with that, irrespective of what they think about the war. So, 4 days after the October 7 attack, Block published an article that I read in the Wall Street Journal. You ought to go look it up and read it. The moral duty to destroy Hamas. And I do believe there is a moral duty to destroy Hamas. Just as I believe there is a moral duty to destroy communism, to destroy fascism, to destroy Nazism. I believe that there is a moral duty to do so. And I believe that there is a moral duty, if this nation were attacked, that there would be a moral duty for us to destroy our attackers. But why can you not say that if you're a Jew? Since he published that article in the Wall Street Journal, he published additional columns in other publications, making a libertarian case for the Israeli operations in Gaza against Hamas. You know, when I was taken aback by this story, I started digging around, and I realized that a lot of Mises events are now sponsored by a Bahrainian national named Yosef Kali Aliyamiyad. He serves on the board at Mises. But it's unclear whether or not, I can't figure out whether he played a role in their hard turn against Israel. But how is it that we've gotten to this point in the country where supporting Israel in their efforts to destroy a terrorist organization that is hell-bent on the destruction, well, let's be honest, Hamas wants to kill all the Jews. They want to eradicate Judaism from the earth, and they want to destroy Israel, just as the Iranian and the Mullahs do. Do they not have a moral obligation to defend their citizens against that kind of attack? You know, I'm going to follow this issue because this is an example of how anti-Semitism and Israel's defense of itself has set loose or unleashed this anti-Semitism in the most unlikely places. Or, as I might say, in almost every place. And it's really despicable. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael. Use this number, 33103. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Start your question or comment with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. When our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Samuel Alito, who is apparently flying a flag that has the cabal all upset. It's hilarious. We're going to have a little flag history in the next hour. Right now, I want to go over to the East Coast to a town called Westbrook, Maine. Westbrook, Maine. I don't know that I've ever been to Westbrook, Maine. I'd have to look it up. They're now thinking about a new ordinance that would permit private homes, churches, community centers, all now to serve as homeless shelters. Now, most of their housing assistant applicants are recent illegal aliens. And the proposal that they are now trying to push on the city council comes after the city's welfare program official acknowledged that, well, somewhere between 90 and 95% of our welfare recipients are illegal aliens, which he refers to as new Mainers. New Mainers. Like, you know, what were they calling them? New something. Newcomers. They were calling them newcomers. Well, in Maine, they're going to call them New Mainers. At least that's what the Open Border activists are calling them. So the director, the Westbrook's director of planning and code enforcement, somebody by the name of Jenny Franceschi, indicated that this new ordinance would enable single-family homes and churches to become emergency shelters if community needs dictate. Now, it doesn't mandate that homeowners' churches house homeless individuals, but allows them to register as official homeless shelters voluntarily. So, a resident in Westbrook by the name of Martin Malia, argues that the proposal could lead to an 11.4% tax increase because this resident is fearful that the ordinance might also attract more homeless illegal aliens, further taxing the general assistance program and their municipal resources, which we see that happening everywhere. In Denver, they're cutting back on the police force. Why? Oh, because we're creating a new office of, we're going to have therapists and other social workers. We don't need cops. We need therapists and social workers. You know, if I'm at my studio in Denver and I have to dial 911 because someone's trying to break into the studio. Someone's attacking me. Or there's, you know, some issue, you know, there's some crime going on. Do I want a cop or do I want a therapist or a social worker? I think I want a cop. But the likelihood of that in Denver happening is becoming more and more remote. And I think in Westbrook, Maine, this resident may be onto something. Because if you start offering churches and private homes and rec centers and any other facility as a homeless shelter, well, that's like putting a bird feeder out. That's like, you know, putting, you know, like here at the undisclosed location, if I go buy a bunch of corn, big bags of corn, and pour it out on the ground, well, the deer and the bear and everybody else are going to be attracted to it. Well, if you offer private homes and community shelters and everything else, if you start offering more and more of those, well, naturally it's going to attract more illegal aliens and more homeless people. The Director General of Assistance in Westbrook, at an earlier council meeting, revealed that the majority of general assistance applicants are what they, and they keep calling them new Mainers. You know what really drives me up the wall is this complete bastardization of language over and over and over. If you go to the United States Code, someone who enters this country unlawfully is referred to and is designated as an illegal alien. But if you call somebody that's an illegal alien a newcomer, oh, that's like George Carlin's, you know, language bit that he does about the language difference between football and baseball. Well, they're not an illegal alien. They're a newcomer. And Maine, they're a new Mainer. That Director General of Assistance also says that many of these illegal aliens require basic living instructions, like how to use a thermostat, and they're obviously unfamiliar with local standards. How's this work out well? It's not. It's going to overtax whatever systems they, it's going to overtax their health system. It's going to overtax their schools. It's going to overtax their welfare systems. It's going to overtax everything. And that resident is right. What's the choice? Because municipalities can't deficit spend, so they're going to have to raise taxes. The General Assistance Program in Westbrook is mostly funded by statewide taxpayer money, almost 70%, with local property taxes covering the remaining 30%. So this woman is right. When she raises the issue of illegal immigration and questioning whether the proposal effectively becomes an immigration resettlement program funded by the taxpayers, you know what? She's spot on. So Westbrook, Maine, Jiminy Christmas. Stupidity reigns supreme sometimes in this country. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Coming up next, Justice Alito and that horrible flag. Don't go away.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned. GovX members get access to exclusive discounts from thousands of trusted brands that honor your service. Brands like Oakley, Vortex Optics, Yeti, Under Armour, and many more. You'll also save big on sports tickets, entertainment, and travel. GovX.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need, on or off duty. GovX donates a portion of every order to nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. More than 8 million people are already saving every day through GovX. Visit GovX.com and use code RADIO15 in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.